from the Acts of the Apostles. There broke out a severe persecution of the church in Jerusalem, and all were scattered throughout the countryside of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Devout people buried Stephen and made a loud lament over him. Saul, meanwhile, was trying to destroy the church, entering house after house and dragging out people. He handed them over for imprisonment. Now those who had been scattered went about preaching the word. Thus Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed the Christ to them. With one accord, the crowds paid attention to what was said by Philip when they heard it and saw the signs he was doing. For unclean spirits, crying out in a loud voice, came out of many possessed people, and many paralyzed and crippled people were cured. There was great joy in that city. The word of the Lord. We have this passage from Acts of the Apostles right after Stephen's death, when persecution continued in Jerusalem. It says that we just heard that those who had been scattered went about preaching the word. It somewhat reminds me of our famous saying about when the going gets tough, the tough get going. The Christians redoubled their efforts. They took advantage of being scattered. They didn't give up. They continued to proclaim the word everywhere. So in some ways, the result of scattering the Christians was that they were not defeated, but spread the word even more. It reminds me of an incident recently here at our parish at St. Dominic's in Denver, where Brother Vincent has been finishing his pastoral year with us. He's done great work, and he was teaching a course called Eat the Scroll, Matthew's Gospel, which drew a lot of attention and attendance and many questions, so that the course got prolonged. So as we came to the end of the semester here, he had to finish and decided to have a marathon Saturday, 4 hours of scripture study to finish Matthew's Gospel, 6 chapters in 4 hours of classes. I think the group loved it. They seemed to really get into this, doing a marathon together. The going got tough for them, but they got going. You know, when we minister to one another, we often share remarkable stories that we hear from one another, the struggles, the suffering of one another. But we also share great victories, and we hear the stamina and the strength of faith in the face of all those sufferings that we encounter. The going does get tough sooner or later. You know, we all will face illnesses and aging. Many have economic crises and joblessness, homelessness even. We know of wars and refugees, and we meet immigrants. So many victims of violence. Some of us suffer in addictions or mental illness. There are many climate disasters, natural disasters occurring. And the stress from our own work and responsibilities, from overload. Eventually, death of loved ones. But all of these sufferings that we encounter as tough Christians, we respond in faith. We have greater trust in God when we actually are going through these sufferings. We learn to accept our own limitations and the realities. We have to build on our suffering, and then sometimes that helps us in being more compassionate to others. We're more determined to bear our cross. More graces come our way, it seems. And we have the strength to carry on. There's greater humility than the fact that we realize we're not perfect after all. But God is, and we don't have to be. We have a lot more creativity. Christian solutions that are nonviolent and peaceful and just. It's like the marathon runners. You know, it's very tough. But at the end, they have a glorious victory, well worth the race and the suffering. In the first letter of Peter, we hear, such trials show the proven character of your faith, which is much more valuable than gold. Gold that is tested by fire. There's another saying, they can cut down all the flowers, but they cannot stop the spring. Well, they did cut down Jesus and Stephen, the deacon, and many other Christian martyrs. But they cannot stop the resurrected Christ, nor his tough followers like us.